Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
The political fallout from Jeffrey Epstein's crimes is continuing to intensify. What began as a criminal investigation into one financier has become a global reckoning, reaching presidents, former prime ministers, and major international institutions. In Washington, political leaders are continuing to battle over the release of Epstein investigative files, while in New York, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has been questioned under oath. Ahead of her deposition, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer said compelling senior figures to testify shows the investigation is serious.
The American people have a lot of questions. To my knowledge, the Clintons haven't answered very many, if any, questions about their knowledge or involvement with Epstein and Maxwell. Again, no one's accusing at this moment the Clintons of any wrongdoing. They're going to have due process. But we have a lot of questions, and the purpose of the whole investigation is to try to understand many things about Epstein. How did he accumulate so much wealth? How was he able to surround himself with some of the most powerful men in the world? Was he an asset for our government or any other government? These are the questions that we're going to ask over the next 2 days.
This comes as Democratic leaders say key records may be missing from the material already released by the Justice Department after reporting highlighted gaps in FBI interview summaries connected to an accuser. The department says it is reviewing whether documents were improperly withheld to protect any individual, including U.S. President Donald Trump. President Trump has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing linked to Epstein. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats will push until the full record is made public. He says leaders will examine unredacted material and pursue every lead.
Donald Trump said he wants to turn the page on the Epstein files. Democrats are not going to let Donald Trump turn the page. The law requires the DOJ to release all the files, not just some of the files, not just the ones they pick and choose and want to do. Let me be blunt. There's a massive cover-up going on in the Justice Department to protect Donald Trump and people associated with Jeffrey Epstein. As we expected, Trump, Bondi, and their missions and their minions have played games with the release of these files. They release some documents that they want to release and continue to hide others.
He says the House committee will be relentless in its efforts.
We're here today to put a shot across the bow of the Department of Justice and the Trump administration that we are going to reveal this massive cover-up. We will not rest. It's an all-out oversight effort. We're going to pull on every thread. We're going to chase every lead. We'll talk with whistleblowers. We will get to the truth.
Pressure has intensified as Hillary Clinton appeared before the committee. Ms. Clinton told congressional investigators she does not recall ever meeting Epstein and had no information about his crimes. Her deposition took place near her home in Chappaqua, New York, after months of dispute with the Republican-led committee. The session was briefly paused after a photograph from inside the closed hearing appeared online, prompting renewed calls for transparency. The ranking Democrat on the committee, Robert Garcia, says the leak strengthens the case for making the testimony public. He says Democrats want the transcript released quickly and are calling for President Trump to testify.
This committee has now set a new precedent about talking to presidents and former presidents. And we're demanding immediately that we ask President Trump to testify in front of our committee and be deposed in front of oversight Republicans and Democrats. And that should happen immediately. He is the person that appears almost more than anyone else in the committee and it needs to happen right now.
He says Ms. Clinton's testimony should be released in full.
We want to make a very clear demand right now, which is that the full transcript, unedited, of the Secretary's questions and the answers need to be released by the majority in the next 24 hours. We need the public and the American people have a right to know exactly what she said, what questions were asked of her, and how she responded. That's transparency. She herself requested that the press and the public be allowed into the deposition. That was denied. And so at a very minimum, they need to immediately release the full transcript. And we're hopeful that tomorrow, for the former president, that the press would be allowed in and the public as well. That's been the request.
Mr. Garcia also criticized the leak itself. He says the rules were broken, but Ms. Clinton continued answering questions anyhow. Bill Clinton is due to testify next. Meanwhile, the fallout from the Epstein case is also continuing beyond U.S. politics. The European Union's anti-fraud office says it is looking into a matter involving Peter Mandelson, Britain's former ambassador to the United States, while stressing that does not automatically mean a formal investigation has begun. Mr. Mandelson has faced renewed scrutiny over past links to Epstein, fueling political debate in the UK about vetting for senior diplomatic appointments. Archival footage highlights the personal dimension of those relationships. In one Oval Office exchange, Donald Trump praises Mr. Mandelson's speaking style.
Beautifully stated. What a beautiful accent. I'd like to have that accent. Thank you.
My mother would be proud.
The scrutiny is also reshaping leadership in global institutions. In Zurich, Switzerland, World Economic Forum President and Chief Executive Birgit Brende has stepped down after the organization launched an independent review into his contacts with Epstein. Disclosures indicated business dinners and communications between the two men took place. Mr. Brende says he resigned to prevent the issue overshadowing the forum's work. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Happy Lunar New Year! Celebrate with SBS again this year with our offering of movies, podcasts, and more. Search online for SBS LNY to find out more.